Chapter 29. Will I miss the cigarette? No. Once that little nicotine monster is dead, and your body stops craving nicotine, any remaining brainwashing will vanish. You'll find that you'll be both physically and mentally better equipped, not only to cope with the stresses and strains of life, but also to enjoy the good times to the fullest. There's only one danger, and that is the influence of people who are still smoking. The other man's grass is always greener, is commonplace in many aspects of our lives, and is easily understandable. Why is it in the case of smoking, where the disadvantages are so enormous compared to even the illusory advantages, that ex-smokers tend to envy the smoker? With all the brainwashing of our childhood, it's quite understandable that we fall into the trap. Why is it that once we realize what a fool's game it is, and many of us manage to kick the habit, we walk straight back into the same trap? It's the influence of smokers. It usually happens on social occasions, particularly after a meal. The smoker lights up, and the ex-smoker has a pang. This is indeed a curious anomaly, particularly if you consider this piece of market research. Not only is every non-smoker in the world happy to be a non-smoker, but every smoker in the world, even with his warped, addicted, brainwashed mind, suffering the delusion that he enjoys smoking or it relaxes him, also wishes he had never become hooked in the first place. So why do some ex-smokers envy the smoker on these occasions? There are two reasons. One, just one cigarette. Remember, it doesn't exist. Stop seeing that isolated occasion and start looking at it from the point of view of the smoker. You may be envying him, but he doesn't approve of himself. He envies you. Start observing other smokers. They can be the most powerful boost of all to help you quit. Notice how quickly the cigarette burns, how quickly the smoker has to light up another one. Notice particularly that the smoker is not aware that he's smoking the cigarette. Even lighting up appears to be automatic. Remember, he's not enjoying it. It's just that he cannot enjoy himself without it. Particularly remember that when he leaves your company, he's going to have to go on smoking. The next morning, when he wakes up with a chest like a cesspit, he's going to have to carry on choking himself. The next day, he has a pain in the chest. The next National Smokeout Day. The next time he inadvertently sees the government health warning. The next time there's a cancer scare. The next time he's in church, on a train, visiting a hospital, library, dentist, doctor, or supermarket. The next time he's in the company of a non-smoker, he has to continue this lifetime chain of paying through the nose just for the privilege of destroying himself physically and mentally. He's facing a lifetime of filth, bad breath, stained teeth, slavery, self-destruction, and black shadows at the back of his mind. And all of this is to achieve what purpose? The illusion of trying to get back to the state he was in before he became hooked in the first place. Two, the second reason why some ex-smokers have pangs on these occasions is that the smoker is doing something, that is, smoking a cigarette, and the non-smoker is not, so he tends to feel deprived. Get it clear in your mind before you start. It is not the non-smoker who is being deprived. It is the poor smoker who is being deprived of health, energy, money, confidence, peace of mind, courage, tranquility, freedom, self-respect. Get out of the habit of envying smokers and start seeing them as the miserable, pathetic creatures they really are. I know. I was the world's worst. That's why you're listening to this book, and the ones who can't face up to it, who will have to go on kidding themselves, are the most pathetic of all. You wouldn't envy a heroin addict. Heroin kills hundreds of people every year. Nicotine kills more than 4 million a year, worldwide. It's already killed more people on this planet than all the wars of history combined. Like all drug addictions, yours won't get better. Each year, it will get worse and worse. If you don't enjoy being a smoker today, you'll enjoy it even less tomorrow. Don't envy other smokers. Pity them. Believe me, they need your pity.